Hello. Hello.
My name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant, Levi Bell.
Okay, yes, you can go ahead and transfer Mr. Bell over.
Mr. Bell's on the line. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Hello, Mr. Bell.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for asking. I'm great. How are you doing today, Mr. Bell?
Good.
Good, good. And Mr. Bell, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah, with who am I speaking?
My name is Adrian. Sorry, calling from a recorded line. You were just transferred over to me. Again, my name is Adrian. I'm basically what my job is that I go ahead and fill out this intake on your behalf. And I go ahead and send this out to the attorneys to the law firm that we work with. So I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions so we can go ahead and pre-qualify you. Does that sound okay?
Well, I already answered questions for one guy, and he wasn't an attorney, so I don't know if it's okay if I keep answering these questions and you're not an attorney.
Yeah, so, well, again, Mr. Bell, what my job is that I go ahead and complete this intake for the attorneys that we work with. So as long as we, you answer
So
these
you should be
questions.
a para. So then you're a paralegal?
Yeah, so we're, yeah, exactly. We work for them. We work with them. So once I complete this, it pretty much helps the attorneys so they, can cut a lot of the work since, they're the ones handling going to court, handling the cases. Physically, but my job again is complete this on their behalf. Complete this intake form for them once, I send it out because they have, a lot of clients. Because, especially since they're a billion-dollar industry, they've done this for years, so they have a lot of experience. And again, I go ahead and complete this intake. It goes sends off to their office. They receive it. They go through it, and then as long as we complete this today, you should be receiving a call from one of the attorneys within the next 48 hours. So, again, I
All right.
pre-qualify you with these answers, or sorry, with these questions I ask you, and then as long as you know the answers, it'll be sent off to the attorneys, and then you should be getting a call from them within the next 48 hours. And then if you have any questions or concerns, in regards to, the lawsuit, then you could always go ahead and ask them, within the next 48 hours of completing the intake form. So, again, Mr. Bell, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, I do need firm yeses or nos to these questions.
Yeah, yes, sorry.
Sorry, thank you for that confirmation. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct. I have not.
And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Me, yes.
You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Mr. Bell. And do you know by any chance the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Subtype?
Yeah, the subtype.
B cell lymphoma?
B cell. Do you know? Let's see. I have a couple B cell lymphomas here. See. Do you know if it's splenic diffuse red pulp small B cell lymphoma, splenic marginal zone B cell lymphoma, diffuse large B cell lymphoma? Or do you not know the subtype?
It'd be so large, I don't know. I don't. It was on the side of my neck, that's all I know. Left side.
Okay. Let's see.
Just on the phone.
So I see here large B cell lymphoma. And Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No. Wait, yeah, two. Well, I had a, it's the same one, but it's like a relapse. Does that count as two?
It's a relapse. Do you know what the other subtype is? Is it a different subtype?
No.
Let's see. So it's the same one, correct? It's a relapse of the same one.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and put that here. So, and who is filing this claim? Yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what year were you diagnosed?
2022.
Thank you for that. And when did you receive a diagnosis? What was the date?
August, middle of August.
So August 15th of 2022.
Yeah.
And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home, work, or both?
My home was my residence, so yeah.
Your home.
Or
And
my it was a ranch. We sprayed the thistles.
okay. And do you remember the home address by any chance? Where you used it?
That home address?
Yeah, where you used the Roundup?
No, we had PO boxes out there. It was HC666, Ruby Valley, Nevada.
Okay, just because it's asking me to list the home address where you used it. Do you remember the home address by any chance? Like the
Is a yeah, HC60.
HC60?
Yeah, it's like a highway.
Okay,
Then
HC60.
the box number is 666.
Six, six, six.
And it's Ruby Valley, Nevada.
And how do you spell that? Rupee Valley? Is that what you said?
Ruby, Valley.
Oh, Ruby Valley, sorry.
There you go.
Ruby Valley, Nevada.
Yeah.
And what's the area code to that?
Oh, I'd have to Google it. I don't know.
Okay, no worries. I can go ahead and Google it. Ruby Valley, Nevada.
I haven't lived there for a while.
Okay, where do you live now?
Reno, Nevada.
Okay. And then, did any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home spray Roundup? Or do you know anyone else that may have used Roundup?
No.
No? No worries. And what was the age of your time of diagnosis? How old were you when you were diagnosed? Sorry, how old are you?
I'm 44 now. It's 40, I think.
You're around 40 years old.
40, it was 42, I think, 41.
Okay.
I can't even remember my age now.
No worries, Mr. Bell. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes, I do.
And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
About 16.
16? Wow. And
I lived out there for almost 18 years somewhere.
okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and put 16 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Sorry, these are yes or no
Yes.
questions.
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
I'm gonna go ahead and read off some illnesses, and you let me know if you have either one of them, okay? So we have HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, family history of cancer, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, or organ transplant.
No.
No? Okay, thank you for that confirmation, Mr. Bell. And your main injury or medical problem, you said you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Yes.
And your first and last name for me, please.
Levi Bell.
And how do you spell Levi? Levi or
Yeah.
Levi Bell, Bell, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a middle name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas. And how do you spell Nicholas? Nicolas. Sorry.
Nicholas.
Nicholas. And do you have a suffix, sir?
No.
No suffix. And what can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please? And are you married?
No.
And what is your marital status?
Single.
What is your date of birth?
9/12/79.
9/12/1979. And your social security number?
Don't think I feel comfortable giving that out on the phone.
Sorry, I mean, it's just for the attorneys. You could go ahead and give me the last four. This is just solely for the attorneys to have. But
One one nine seven.
1197, is that correct? Thank you for that confirmation. And your date of birth is 9/12/79, correct?
Yeah.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries slash cancer?
TV. The
TV.
commercial on TV.
Yeah, the TV ad. And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? When did you? So, like a date, an approximate date is fine.
August of 22, maybe.
Okay. Do you remember the day? If not, we could just put the first. Or
No.
no, okay, we'll put August 1st of 2022, is that correct?
Yeah.
And what is your height and weight for me, please?
5'8". 130, 140.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put 5'8" at 130 pounds, okay?
Yeah.
And you became first aware 8/1/2022. You watched it while you were aware of it from a TV ad. And then, can I get a primary contact email from you, please?
77, or no, Levi Bell, 40.
Levi Bell 40.
Yeah, gmail.com.
Perfect. I have Levi Bell, LEVIBELL 40 at gmail.com. And then a primary phone number, would it be 775-475-8306?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And it's a mobile phone number, correct? And the best time of day to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening? Evening?
Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay. And best contact preference, would it be over the phone, correct? And then how many times per month slash year did you use Roundup?
How many times per month?
Yeah,
Probably
how many?
twice a week. At least twice a
Twice
week.
a week. Okay, so 4 times a month. Four times a month. You do that in a year, you would do it about 48, 48 times a year. So you would spray about 48 times a year.
Yeah, minus maybe a couple for winter months, but yeah.
So what number would you like me to go ahead and put here? Like 40. 42. How many times a year would you say?
48's a good number, yes.
40. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and put
48.
48, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and put 48. And this is a yes or no question here. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
And when did you start spraying Roundup? What was that date again?
The 2006, I think.
Okay, so 2006. Do you remember the time of season, the month it was?
Spring.
Spring. So like around April or May.
Yep.
So what would you like me to go ahead and put here for the attorneys? Would you want me to go ahead and put?
April.
Okay, April 1st of 2006. And approximately when did you stop spraying Roundup?
Moved out of there in 2022 and moved to Reno.
Okay, and what month was that?
August.
August 1st of 2022, is that what you said? Thank you for that confirmation. So, when you first started spraying was April 1st of 2006, and approximately when you stopped spraying was 8/1 of 2022. So, August 1st of 2022. And when did you stop? Sorry. Why did you stop using Roundup?
I was sick. I moved.
Feeling sick. And when was it applied? Was it seasonal, yearly, monthly, or unknown?
What do you mean applied?
Oh, you said it was yearly, correct? You said you applied it 4 times a month. Like
Yeah.
when was it applied? Seasonally, yearly, monthly, or unknown?
Unknown. Because I had like a routine to where I put it in
Oh,
the
okay.
ground. I put it for preventive, because I couldn't let the thistle get into the hay, because it
I
would
see.
ruin the, it would ruin the hay the for the cows, and
Yeah.
I couldn't let I couldn't you know it was like I couldn't take a chance of having it come up. I couldn't because
Yeah.
it totally invaded the whole freaking ranch, and the ranch
Yeah.
is all around. It's like,
Yeah, that's
you
understandable.
know anything
So,
about Nevada, the thistles are horrible.
I see. And how was it applied? Was it hand sprayer, backpack,
Yeah,
tractor?
I had a four-wheeler that I had a big a sprayer on the back.
So a backpack?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Like
Gloves.
gloves? Gloves?
Yeah.
What about any eye gear? No glasses, mask, or anything like that?
Mask, well, bandana, yeah.
Gloves and bandana.
I had I had glasses, but they had side shields, I guess.
I see. I'm gonna go ahead and put gloves, bandana, and glasses. Safety glasses. Were they safety glasses?
Yeah.
And where did you apply it? And how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential, commercial, farm?
Is residential commercial? Or no,
Residential.
resident, well, residential and farm. Well, it's a ranch. Ranch is for cattle.
Yeah, so
Farm is for food.
residential and ranch. And how big
Yeah.
was it?
300 acres.
300 acres?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of land.
Yeah, they used
And
a lot of it.
that yeah, so that's a lot of land. Yeah, I mean, and it was
No,
yours? Did that was your house? Oh.
it's my, it was my stepdad's.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that's a lot of land. So you said residential, ranch, 300 acres. And in what
Wasn't,
state did you use it? You said it was in Nevada, correct?
it's not even the biggest ranch out there.
Oh.
A
Yeah,
ranch community.
especially Nevada. It's all flat out there, right?
There's mountains, but yeah.
Okay. So
Mountain
no.
ranges and stuff, you put up the cattle.
Oh, that's right. And you said you used it in the state of Nevada, correct? And what was your exposure? Agricultural, residential, occupational slash commercial?
Residential, occupational.
Residential and occupational slash commercial. And if occupational slash commercial, what was your occupation slash job?
Ranch hand.
Sorry, it was ranching?
Ranch hand, yeah.
Ranch hand?
Yeah, HAND.
Ranch hand. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Were
Spraying
you
and killing weeds.
like directly exposed through farming,
Yeah.
spraying the weeds? Spraying weeds. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Did you personally spray Roundup? Yes or no?
Yes.
Sorry, a lot of these questions do sound repetitive, but I do just have to ask. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time.
How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, would you say?
What the?
So we did do the math. He said you'd sprayed about four
What, twice
times a
a week?
year.
Four times a month?
Or yeah, four times a month. That's four, times 12. You would do it about 48 times a year. And how many
That'd be
years
like
would you say?
16, at like 16 years. So
16. Okay, so that's 16 times 48. Let me go ahead and do the math. Times 48. 768 times. Does that sound about right?
sure. Yes.
768. So we're gonna go ahead and put that there. 768. And then, do you live near a water well?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If yes, has it been tested and do you have the results? It says
No.
no, unknown. And then,
I know.
do you get your water from that well or do you get water from a well?
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
Sorry, Mr. Bell. Well, sometimes,
Wait.
yeah, exactly. So sometimes do
Well, you got a
people.
main, you got, I guess you got a lot of mains and shit in cities, but
Exactly. Yes. A lot of people do get it from the city, and then there are some people that do get it from a well. So you do get it from a well. And if yes, has your water been tested? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you been exposed to benzene? Benzine, sorry.
Yeah, so I don't know. What is it?
Have you been exposed to benzene?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, benzene is a colorless, flammable liquid with a sweet odor, commonly used as a solvent in a chemical industry and found primarily in gasoline, which is considered a significant source of human exposure to this known carcinogen. It's a chemical compound with a formula consisting of a
I
ring of
haven't. Everybody has, haven't they?
benzene is a
Not
co so benzene is
for extended, I don't know. Not for extended amounts of time.
so
Yeah.
okay so have you been
It's a yes or
exposed
no?
to benzene? Yeah, it's a yes or no, sorry.
So, yeah.
Have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
No. I don't know. I have to Google that one. Agent Orange. Something from the war or something?
No, Agent Orange is actually,
Thought it was like a nerve gas or something.
yeah, it's like a gas. It's like what they used in the war back in the day.
No.
Years
No.
ago, Agent Orange is a chemical herbicide and a defoliant used by the U.S. Army during the World Vietnam War. That was back in
Yeah, no. I wasn't in the
1961.
war.
And
I
then,
wasn't in the war.
sorry, let me just go ahead and double check this real quick. So I'm just double checking. Sorry, Mr. Bell. I'm just double checking on the benzene for you. Benzene. So, benzene is, primary source is primarily from crude oil, also naturally produced by volcanoes and forest fires. Uses is used in the production of plastics, synthetic fibers, rubber, detergents, dyes, and other chemicals.
So then, yeah, I have been.
Okay, let me go
And
ahead.
everybody has, haven't
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't think I
they?
have.
If you were to ask that question for you, wouldn't you say yes?
I mean, I don't. Sorry,
Because
Mr.
you
Bell.
use plastics, right? You
I mean, yeah,
use
I guess
gasoline.
so. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
So there you go.
exactly. I mean, I don't see. Yeah, I mean, benzene gas. It's not an all gas, I don't think, right? I think it's in like most gas, but
Gas up your car,
yeah, that's
fuel your lawnmower.
yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and put yes that you've been exposed since you did confirm that. And then what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate or premix?
Oh, man. Right now, I don't know. I mixed it with water. So that's not concentrate. That's concentrate, right? Yeah, I mixed it with water.
Okay. I totally forgot about that too, Mr. Bell. Sorry. Yeah, it is concentrate. And
It's a mix with water, you know what I mean?
yeah, exactly. Concentrate. And because if it's pre-mixed, it's already pre-mixed.
Yeah, I think that's the one, because it was like a three, it comes in a 3 gallon jug. I mean,
Okay. So what would you like me to put? Concentrate or pre-mix?
I want to say pre-mix because concentrate comes in like, I used to get concentrate of other stuff and it came in 55 gallon drums. And this stuff just came in like little jugs.
Okay, so pre-mix. Is that what you want me to go
Yeah.
ahead and put? Okay. And where, when and where was the Roundup purchased?
Oh, the local Home Depot.
Home Depot. And when was it? What, when did you say it was?
Well, the 22?
Okay,
Or no,
20.
I don't. What do you mean, when?
When was the Roundup purchased? Like, when did you purchase the Roundup?
Oh, like in fucking, excuse my language.
No, that's okay.
That's like 2006. When I moved out there.
Okay, and when in 2006 would you say an estimate?
August. Is
August.
it April or August? April, sorry.
You said April?
Yeah.
April 1st of 2006. And you said
Yeah.
Home Depot?
Yeah.
And then, do you have any proof of purchases, any pictures, credit card receipts? Do you still have any of the bottles, anything like that?
No.
No? No worries.
Yeah, I moved since then.
And do you have, so, these are yes or no questions. Do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession? Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And who is your current employer?
What is that?
Your
What
current
did?
employer.
Yeah,
Yeah, where,
I
like, where do you work?
work for it's 9-1, which is pilot.
9-1. Do you spell out 9-1, or is it just the number
Yeah,
9-1?
it's well, some of them is just the number 9, some of them is NINE, but it's
Okay.
formerly known as pilot.
Okay, so
Pilot
it's
bought the company, the merger.
PILOT.
Yeah, pilot.
Okay, and just pilot. It's just called pilot. That's your current employer. Do you know the employer address? Like, do you know the address of where it's at?
USA Parkway?
USA
I'm not
Parkway.
sure on the numbers.
I could go ahead and find that out. USA
Yeah,
Parkway.
it's the only one out there, so. I'm not good with phones, so I can't really. I'd Google it if I wasn't on the phone with you.
No worries. I think I found it right here. Is it called 19?
Yeah, 1991. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. No worries. I see 19 Travel Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, pilot flying, fueling life's journeys. Are you a pilot?
No, it's a truck stop.
Oh, okay, that's cool. And I think, does this sound about right? Is it 400 USA Parkway, Highway 439, McCarran, Nevada? 894
McCarran,
McCarran, Nevada 89437.
that's it.
Perfect. And what is your job title?
Maintenance.
Maintenance. And have you lost any time at work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits? Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy? Other than minor traffic offenses, such as parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then your diagnosing physician name. This is going to be like a little section of your medical. I'm going to need the diagnosing physician name, the address, and the phone number. I could probably find that out on Google, but do you remember his name or her name?
Yeah, Chang.
Cheng.
ANG.
Ang. So Chang. And that's Dr. Chang. That's Dr. Chang, correct?
Yes, James
And
Chang.
what is it?
James Chang.
James Chang. James. And then Chang. And then what is the address or the name so I could find the address?
Oh, St. Mary's.
St. Mary's.
Center for Cancer.
What was that?
St. Mary's Center for Cancer.
Cancer Center. St. Mary's. So I have a couple here. I see one. Is it in Reno?
Reno, yeah.
Reno? Sorry. So I have St. Mary's Center for Cancer located in St. Mary's Regional Medical Center in the address, does it sound about right? 645 North Arlington Avenue, Reno,
No, it's
Nevada.
Arlington. I don't know. I know it's not Arlington. I thought I'd Google the rest.
You said it, you know, it was in Arlington?
Is on Arlington Avenue, yes.
Okay, yeah, so it's, is it, does it sound about right? 645 North Arlington Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I did find it here. St. Mary's Center for Cancer in Reno. And do you know the phone number by any chance? Oh, it's okay. I found it right here. Or do you have the, sorry, it's not asking for the hospital's phone number. It's asking for the diagnosing physician phone.
No, I haven't had the number for a minute.
No worries. I'll go ahead and put the hospital's phone number here. Just so they could go ahead and contact Mr. Chang if necessary. And then, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh.
Sorry?
Just felt sick. I felt sick a lot.
Felt sick a lot.
Lot of weight. My chest hurt. I had breathing issues.
And do you have a
My
medical
neck.
rec? Sorry. Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay, just in case they'll be asking for it, you can go ahead and show proof. So is that a yes, correct?
Yes.
And we're almost done here. The medical, the hospital name, was that the same hospital that you just provided me?
Yes.
Okay. So let me go ahead and pull that back up. So I don't know why I asked so many times.
That's weird.
So it's asking for the hospital name, the doctor's name, the date that you were treated, and then also the healthcare facility and the date of when you were treated at the healthcare. Do you have a
Because on my
different?
birthday, because on my birthday in 2022.
Okay. So the hospital name is St. Mary's Cancer for Center. And then the healthcare facility, would it be a different one or the same one?
Same one.
Okay. Same doctor name, Dr. James. He is your physician and the same doctor, right? The one that diagnosed you and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. James Chang. And the date that you were treated at the hospital?
On my birthday, September 12th, 2022.
So I have 9/12 of 2022. And the date that you were treated at the healthcare, it would be the same, would it, or would it be a
Yeah.
different? Okay.
I mean, I guess it's the same thing, I think.
Yeah, since it would be, since you did advise me, you were treated, that your healthcare facility in the hospital is the same.
Same place, yeah.
Okay. And what oncology practice is treating your cancer?
Hematology? I don't know.
The
What do you mean?
oncology, what oncology practice is treating your cancer?
My cancer. I have no idea what. It's chemotherapy. That's what's treating it.
Okay, so it just means like where you were diagnosed. So it's the same, it sounds like it's the same hospital. You've been going to the same place. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so St. Mary's can or sorry, St. Mary's Center for Cancer and same address and everything. Same phone number. Yeah, I don't know why it's having me repeat all these answers.
Yeah, it's a long 10 minute call, man.
Sorry, no, I'm almost done here. I'm about to send you over the agreement here, and then once we're done with that, you should be receiving a call with from the attorneys within the next 48 hours. So sorry about that. I'll try to make it as quick as possible now. Same phone number and everything. And what type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it any of these? The
Chemotherapy.
chemotherapy? Okay. And is that the only thing? No radiation, surgery, stem cell transplant?
No.
No. Okay. And what is your full address?
17875 Blackbird Drive.
Blackbird? 17875 Blackbird Drive in Reno in the county of Washoe.
Washoe.
Washoe. Sorry, I'm like mispronouncing all these names in Nevada.
You're
I
good.
have Washoe County in Nevada, zip code 89508. And do you live in an apartment number or is that the street number there?
Three number.
Okay, 17875 Blackbird Drive. And we're almost done here, Mr. Bell. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, is there anyone you would like to put for an emergency contact?
I'm sure.
And do you
I'm
live with this
sure.
person?
No.
And what's her name?
Tatum Bell.
Tatum, that's Tatum. And Bell, Bell. And do we have permission to contact Miss Bell?
If you can't get a hold of me?
Yeah. Is that a yes? Correct?
Yeah.
Yes, we'll only contact her if we can't get a hold of you. That is correct. And what is your phone number?
299-8510.
And what is the area code
For what?
for her?
Oh, 775?
775-299-8510, is that correct?
Yeah.
775-299-8510. And you said that is your sister?
Yeah.
Perfect. So let me just go ahead and finalize your paperwork here. I'm going to go ahead and send that a copy to you via email and SMS text message. Once you get it, go ahead and open it up and I'll go ahead and instruct you, you know, step by step and help you on how to complete that. It's just a quick DocuSign, and then you should be receiving a call from the attorneys within the next 48 hours. So let me just go ahead and double check that I have all the spelling and all the information here correct. And then I'll let you know in just a second when I send that over to you.
I'm on the phone.
So let me go ahead and just double check here. And then Levi Nicholas Bell is LeviNicholas, and Bell, Bell, correct?
Yeah.
Street address is 17875 Blackbird Drive, Reno, Nevada, 89508. Telephone number is 775-475-8306. And the email address is levibell40 at gmail.com. Is that all sounding correct?
Yeah.
Last four of your social is 1197. Your date of birth is 9/12/79. Does that all that sound correct?
Yeah.
Telephone number 775-475-8306. And everything looks good to go. So I did go ahead and send that over to you via SMS text message and via email. So let me know once you receive it and when once you opened it up.
Yeah, I gotta hang up the phone to do that.
You have to hang up. Can you go on speaker? Can you put me on speakerphone?
I'm on speaker, but I don't know how to do all that shit without hanging that shit up.
Okay. Well, you can go ahead and since I'm already on speaker, do you know how to, you know, go on your email without hanging up? You could slide up on your phone. Do you have an iPhone?
No, I don't use iPhone. I don't use any social media or any of that shit.
Okay,
I got.
so how
Let
are
me
we
see if I
speaking on
can
the
pull it
phone?
up. Hang on. I'm trying to
Okay.
pull it up. What am I doing with the email?
So go ahead and you should have received a text message to that number that you provided me or an email. So you could have clicked the link in the text message that you received or the email that you received.
Okay, I
So
got
go.
whatever the text message.
Okay, so you have the text message. So go ahead and click that link that's in that text message. So there's a link in that text message. Please go ahead and click on the link and you'll be redirected to a new DocuSign web page. Once the DocuSign web page opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom
Out.
right of your screen.
All right.
So once you
Hang
click
on, I'm
the
letting my dog die. Hold on.
Okay, no worries.
Right. Do you agree to receive future SMS documentation number?
So yeah, you're gonna go ahead and you may have to click yes, a yes button to allow consent, or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. So Once you go ahead and do
right.
that, at the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to the first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So just make sure your signature is in the box, in the margins, and
I see
then
it.
hit adopt and sign. Now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. Once you get
Oh, I
to.
gotta go back.
Okay, no worries.
Oh shit. I hit the wrong button.
No worries.
Hang on. Hang on. Hold still. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, so yeah, go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap your signature
Yeah.
for those fields. And then you'll get to the initial fields. You'll have to draw your initials and then tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections. And
All right.
now, once you do
Hey.
that, now back to the top right of the screen, does the yellow box say next or finish?
All right.
At the top right of the screen, does the yellow box say next or finish, Mr. Bell?
Oh, it says continue.
Says
Yeah.
continue. Okay.
Yeah, it's good, I guess.
So if it still says next, does it say next or finish? It should say finish once you're done with all
It
the
said I'm done with
signatures.
everything.
Okay, let me go ahead and double check to see if you completed it here on my side. Yes, it does say that you have completed it. So thank you so much for that, Mr. Bell. So that means that it's been sent over to the attorneys. Again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. I'm going to go ahead and give you their direct line. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand, and then I'll go ahead and give you their phone number.
All right, go ahead.
So their direct line is 909-906-6000. Again, their direct line is 909-906-3862. And again,
What's their name?
let me see. So let me go ahead and see who exactly you were assigned to. So
Or the
excuse me.
firm's number or the firm's name or whatever.
That was the firm's phone number. I'm gonna go ahead and give you their name that you were assigned to, the firm's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it does show me that you were assigned to Pulowski Legal. So that's the legal, that's the firm, the law firm. So Pulowski is the name. And again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. But if they do not call you for whatever reason within the next 2 days, go ahead and give that number a call. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect, Mr. Bell. Well, do you have any questions or concerns for me before I let you go?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay, well, perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. Bell, for giving me the time. And I'm sorry I wasted, this,
Time.
not 10 minutes. But I just want to go ahead and thank you so much for your time, and I really do hope you enjoy the rest of your day, okay, Mr.
Hey,
Bell?
okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.